Good morning, everyone. I was touched by the fact that multiple points this morning lined up very clearly with what the Lord laid on my heart to share today. The gift of salvation that Dan talked about to the children. The gift of salvation is free. And Caleb talked about the door to enter in. And the door is open. The door is open. The gift is free. The door is open. And there's water of life. All of these points were already made today. I don't know what you thought today when you thought about coming to church and what are you going to hear? What's God going to speak to us today about? Or maybe when you got up this morning, maybe you were discouraged. Maybe you didn't have courage to even come to church. I don't know where you were this morning, but maybe you're excited because the truth is we have the Word of God. Maybe we are excited this morning. I don't know how you come to church this morning, but the thing I want to do today is to just build this message already on what was laid. There's a door that's open, and there's a gift that's free. This topic is not confrontational this morning. This topic is free for all mankind. This message is for you, for me, for the sinner, and for the saved alike. The door is open, and sinners can come in the door. Amen? So this morning, my message is to the sinner today. To the sinner. If you are born again this morning, I want you to take courage. Because we together are going to call the sinners to this open door, this door that is open. Do we not want that today? Amen? We want all to be saved and come in through the door and be born again. So we're together today. We agree together that the door is open. And the gift is free, and inside there's water of life. Water of life. I titled the message today, "120 Years of Grace." How many of you know what we're going to talk about today? Somebody. Noah. See, we talk about the destruction of the flood, right? We talk about how magnificent the loss was. But have we ever considered the fact that there was 120 days of grace? The opportunity, the door was open for 120 years for all mankind to be safe. Inside the ark. Now that's hope this morning. Amen? That's courage. We can take courage. So I don't know how many of you know this book. Anybody remember seeing this book in your life? There's a song in there that I thought for something interesting to do, maybe we would sing that song. It has no notes. And it's going to kind of take us back to when I used to lead the singing. So some of you song leaders, we're going to sing by memory and tune only. All right? But that's how we used to sing. But I'm encouraged. You guys took this thing and went with it, and it's good. But this is how I used to sing and how we all used to sing. And I didn't know anything about this. I remember as a little boy going in a basement somewhere. I specifically remember the night, and we sang that song, and I was very fearful because I did not enter into the door. I wasn't inside the ark. I was unsafe. So the title of the song is Matthew 24. Who all knows that song? Matthew 24. So why don't we stand and just try to sing that song together? If we botch it, that's okay. I believe the time is coming when our Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. Eternal God in heaven, we come to you this morning and our hearts are turned to you. Lord, we need to hear from you. We want to hear your word. We want to be in your will today. Father, as we consider the chapter in the Bible, Matthew 24, and we consider the end of time, and we consider life, and we consider our journey, at the end of all things, we stand before God. Help us today to take an evaluation of our own hearts and lives. Lord, because the end of time is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. So I titled the message, 120 Years of Grace. 120 Years of Grace. So many times we look at life through the negatives. When we read the story of Noah and the ark, we see the magnificent destruction of mankind. And we see the loss of life. And we see the eternal loss of souls. And we forget that at the open door stood Noah for 120 years and said, "Come in to the ark. Come in to the ark and be saved." What an amazing picture of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 120 years. Come in. Come in. Day after day after day after day for 120 years. Come into the ark. So this morning, that's my message. To come in to the ark. Matt texted me a few weeks back and asked me if I'd share today. And it was a night or so after he texted me that we were doing our family devotions and we talked, we were going through the account of Noah and the ark. And I don't know why, it just impressed me that night. And I remember telling the family, I think I'll have a message on this sometime. Or the next, which I already knew at that point. But it impressed upon my heart that Noah stood there for 120 years. And the door was open. Sinner friend, today the door is still open. And preachers, way before any of us ever existed, were standing at the door and inviting souls in one at a time. The door is open. Turn with me to Matthew 24, and we'll just read a portion of scripture there. Start in verse 27. I don't want that to feel like just the sinners can listen to this message today, because we can all learn. We can all grow today when we hear about the security that is in Christ, the security that is when we get inside the ark. This is encouraging for all of us, I trust, not just the sinners today. Matthew 24, we sang about that. That old hymn, I don't know why it came when I read this chapter yesterday, that hymn, that song came to my mind. And I remember sitting in Jake Graber's basement, Jake Spott's basement. I was a little man, and we were having a singing, and they sang Matthew 24, and I shook in my boots. I was afraid of the end of time. I did not want to meet this Jesus. This morning you might be here and you might be afraid of the end of time. And my passion today is to show you the open door that you can come in. And you no longer have to be afraid of the end of time. 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so also shall the Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man be. For whatsoever... So wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation in those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Let's consider these words. This is Jesus' own words. And then shall appear a sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that the end is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all of these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Make a note here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour cometh, knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, They were eating, drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not the flood came and took them all away. Knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. Take a note. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken, and the other one left. Watch therefore, for you know not the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house, that known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken in. Therefore, be ready. Therefore, be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. I don't know what goes through your mind this morning, but as I read that, my heart trembled. Because we don't even fully grasp the wrath of God. We don't even understand the wrath of God. Because He has been good to us. We have came into the ark and He has led us. He has showed us the way. But if you consider the fact that that day the stars will fall out of the sky. That day the stars will fall out of the sky. The moon will turn to blood and the sun will lose its light. It will be dark. That day the scroll, the heavens will roll back like a scroll, it says in Revelation 6. And the skies will open up. We will see beyond the clouds. And it says in Revelation 19 that there will be someone that will come through that open sky sitting on a white horse. And it says that his robe will be dipped in blood. And it says that on his thigh will be the name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And on his breastplate it says, the Word of God. Out of this open heaven will come a man on a white horse. Sinner friend, he will come. He will come to bring judgment upon the earth and take his children home with him. But remember what it says in Matthew 24. The earth shall pass away with a fervent heat. The elements and everything will melt. The mountains will be taken out. And it says, but the word of God will not pass away. In Revelation 19, it says that his name will be the word of God. This man on a horse coming through that open, I don't have a clue how this is going to look, guys. But the sky is going to open up. And Jesus is going to sit on a horse and ride out of heaven into earth. And his name is going to be the Word of God. So for the believer today, for the saints, if we want to be secure in God, let's secure our lives in the Word of God. Because nothing will change about the Word of God when He returns. It'll all be the same. This word will all be the same when He comes. Another portion of Scripture says that the sinners will cry for rocks and mountains. But in Matthew, in Revelation 6, it says that He will remove the mountains and the islands. It says in Revelation 19 that when He comes, His name will be faithful and true. faithful and true. Consider the days of Noah. Consider the days of Noah. Noah stood at the door of his boat, the ark. The door was open, and he called out to the sinners, and he said, "Come in, come in." For 120 years, imagine the scenarios. You can almost picture them outside the boat. Probably, there was probably a vast variety of people. Some were probably blatant mockers that probably said, "Oh, you're just a naive old man. You don't have a clue what you're doing. You're senile." And there might have been men that said, "Well, or people, we won't say anything. We're not going to make a big deal. But we're not going to get in the ark either. We might even help him." So, sinner friend, this morning, all I want you to know in that aspect is you cannot be saved being close to the ark. Maybe you're not a mocker of the gospel. Maybe you are okay with the gospel, but it's over there and you're out here. This morning, I want you to know, sinner friend, that you have to go through the door to be saved. Amen? You have to go through the door to be saved. Standing outside will not save you. Consider the days of Noah. Many men said, "It has been this way for years and years and years. Nothing has ever changed. There has only been mist and dew that has wet the dirt to the ground. There's never been a rain. What's this old man saying? It's been this way for years and years. Preachers have said it for years and years. Judgment is coming." Really? Do you think so? "Somehow, when the judgment of God falls, I'll get in. I'm sure that I'll get on the boat somehow." But the truth is, God shut the door. God shut the door. So my encouragement this morning, you might even seen God moving. You might have even seen the work of God around you. Consider the time when the naysayers were standing around the ark, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes all of these animals. No man leading them. That's the work of God. But still, they didn't enter the ark. They didn't enter the ark. So this morning, my message is simply to invite all men to come in through the door and enter into the ark. Therein you can be saved. You can be safe there. Because like Noah said, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. And they pushed it off. The same way the New Testament teaches us that someday the clouds will roll back and out of the clouds will come a man on a white horse with this book in his hand to judge the world. Sinner friend, if nothing motivates you, consider that day when he brings the word of God to judge the world. Matthew 24, verse 31, it says, there will be a trumpet blow. And it says it will gather all the elect from the four winds of the earth. And they will gather together in heaven. And then the picture is such that it appears like there will be some left behind. It says the trumpet blows and it'll gather the elect and take them up to heaven. But it says, as you go on, that it says there will be one standing at the grinding wheel. One will be taken, the other one left. So consider your life today. Maybe you'll be at work and the trumpet will blow and your co-employee will fly away, be gone. Maybe you're at home in your house and the trumpet will blow and your mother will fly away, be gone. Maybe you're at bed, in bed, and the trumpet will blow. And someone of your home flies away. And you'll be left. That is the reality of the end of time. Some will go, and some will not. And that's my passion this morning. Let's all go. Let's all go. Do you want to be left behind, sinner? Let's all go when the trumpet blows. Let's go. Let's get out of here. You don't want to be standing at the mill and watch your friend go, because then the door is shut. The door is shut. Let's all go when the trumpet blows. Let's go. But there's a way to be ready. Everything will pass away except the Word of God. A very sobering point. Everything will pass away except the Word of God. In the days of Noah, they ignored the warnings. They ignored the call to enter in. This call this morning is not a call for anything other than for you to enter into Jesus Christ. That's it. In Revelation 19, it says that the wrath of God is poured out I don't know how to explain this, but it says it's like a wine press, and it's like it's flowing down over the hills. That's the wrath of God. And honestly, I have never experienced the wrath of God. I don't even know what the wrath of God looks like. I don't ever want to experience it. I have experienced a God that leads me. I want to entice you this morning to come know this God. He leads me. He walks beside me. He helps me up when I fall. He tells me when I'm wrong, and he shows me the way. But someday, we will see a completely different God. One, that it says in Matthew 24 and in Revelations, he will pour out his wrath upon the earth. And it says one will be taken and the other one will left. Let's go home together. You don't want to be left behind when the trumpet blows. When his wrath is poured out on this earth, you want to be gone. You want to be gone. I don't understand all of end time order, but it almost appears in Matthew 24 that when the trumpet blows, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first and ascend up into heaven to be with the Lord forever. And then it appears like there's something left behind. Matthew 24 says, watch, for you know not the hour. You know not the day when the Son of Man will appear. And the truth is this morning, I don't know who all is a sinner in here this morning. I know who all are saints, largely, because you've entered the door. But some of you have never entered the door. I'm certain of that. I'm certain there are some in this room today that have never went through the door. The Bible says you don't know the day, the hour, when that man, Jesus Christ, comes through the clouds with a white horse, holding the word of God to judge the world. This, sinner friend, is not the time to get to know this man. The door is shut. You can know him today. Church, amen, you can know him today. You can come in and know this man. That when he comes, you can sing like we sang this morning. I will love him in life, and I will love him in death. Don't long to love him in your death if you didn't love him in your life. He will be a stranger to you. He will be a fearful thing. He will be something you will be afraid of. But sinner friend, you can love him in life, and you can love him in death. Know him as a friend when he comes through the clouds. Yes, that was the man that helped me. That was the man that led me. I'm ready to go. That was the man that picked me up. He was my friend. He was my Lord. He's not a stranger. You can love him in life and death. A sinner friend, if you long to love him in death only, he will be a stranger. And you will find yourself outside the ark. And then the judgment of God falls. It says the stars will fall out of the sky. What a terrible, awful day. And yet an awesome day, right? An awesome day because we loved him in life. An awesome day because we loved him in life. What a terrible day if he's a stranger. Who is that man on a white horse? Oh, what the preachers have said has come true. Surely that's what the men of Noah's day said. Oh, what the preacher Noah said has come true. If only I could get in now. I encourage you, if you want to love him in death, love him in life. Otherwise, he'll be a complete stranger to you. Watch, therefore, it says, for you know not the day when the Son of Man cometh. But the truth is, he says, if you knew that the Son of Man comes, you would watch. You would watch. You would look and see that the fig tree is shriveling up. Winter is coming. Isn't that what he said? The fig tree is shriveling up. Winter is coming. Watch, therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Can we today do one thing? Delete everything that you think about in the last month, year, weeks, and just think about one thing. The coming of the Lord is coming. And that is the ultimate goal of our lives, is to live on this life, to be ready to go through the clouds when he comes. Please quiet the clutter in your mind. Please quiet the distraction and the pull to be here, be there, do this, do that, think this, think that, and remember the Son of Man cometh through the clouds, riding a horse, holding the word of God to judge the world. And if you don't love him in life, he'll be a complete stranger to you. He'll be a complete stranger to you. Many of us in this room have walked the trails of sin, have made deep furrows, and realized that it was not bringing us life. And we got out. Are we perfect men and women? If you want to get into the kingdom of God by looking at perfect men and women, you won't find them, because we are imperfect men But we have a relationship with Jesus Christ that you can have. You can have that. He'll hold you up. He'll pick you up when you fall. But you have to get in. Remember a couple things about today. I want you to consider the fact that someday, as it says in Revelation 6, that the whole heavens will roll up like a scroll. Just roll up. And there will be an opening. And through that opening will come the Son of Man. And remember that it says in Matthew 24 that everything that you see will melt away. But it says, not the Word of God. Not the Word of God. He's going to come back with the Word of God. So, sinner, if the Word of God tells you today to come to Jesus, clear your life, repent, be transparent, drink of the water of life, take the free gift, like Dan said, drink the water of life. Do it. Because this word will still stand when he comes. And the last point I want to make is when the trumpet blows, you're going to want to leave. You don't want to be left behind. 1 John 5 says, come to the light. The light, the gospel. And it'll make you new, clean. 1 John 5 says that you can know this. When you enter in to the ark of safety, it's secure. God is there. He protects you. You can know this, that if you enter in, you're safe. I grew up afraid of the word saved. How many of you grew up afraid of the word saved? Nope. The word saved was a scary word. But this morning, you can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. And this morning, we are still living in the day of 120 years of grace. Of course, the numbers are wrong. But the door's open. The door's open. When you're at work and you're sitting there doing your job and the trumpet blows, and your friend leaves, and you're left behind, you will know what happened. You will know what happened. This message is an encouragement to each of us. I care about one thing today, is that we leave together. Let's go out of here together. But the truth is, some will go, and some will stay. But my burden today is that everybody in this room leaves when the trumpet sounds. That's it. I thought of a song, song 563. Maybe we could sing that song. God bless you.